From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist exploded a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Allah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Police released pictures of the alleged bomber lying on the ground in a fetal position. Some of his clothes were blown off and his stomach was blackened. Doctors say the injured bystanders suffered ringing in the ears and headaches. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday's explosion is a sign that Congress must pass tighter restrictions for people who want to immigrate to the United States. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday, according to witnesses and security sources. VOA's Somali service was told by a security official that Mohammed Ibrahim Gebau was killed in an explosion from a device fitted to his car. Gebau was a news anchor for Khalsan TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. A television manager at Khalsan TV said Gebau was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion happened. He was said to be badly injured. He died soon after. The manager said Gebau was one of our best journalists. This is VOA News. Angry supporters of Honduran opposition candidate Salvador Nasrallah blockaded some capital city streets with burning tires Monday, protesting what they contend is election fraud. Nasrallah called for a nationwide strike after a partial recount of votes cast 2 weeks ago in the country's presidential election ended Sunday with conservative incumbent Juan Orlando Hernandez holding a narrow lead. The winner, however, has not yet been declared. Russian President Vladimir Putin has indicated he's ordered his military to withdraw a, quote, significant part of its forces from Syria after regaining control of most of the country. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA that Putin told journalists in Cairo that Russia would now focus on talks between the Syrian opposition and the government.
Russian President Vladimir Putin made stops Monday in Turkey, Syria, and Egypt to cover a broad range of political, economic, and military topics during meetings with the leaders of all three countries. During a Cairo news conference, Putin announced what he called Russia's withdrawal of a significant portion of its military forces operating in Syria. Putin said the Russian military, with the backing of Russian air power, is close to regaining control of all of Syria, and the goals of the Russian military had been met for the most part. The Russian president noted Moscow would now concentrate on the ongoing Syrian national dialogue and requested Egypt's support in helping to bring the various parties together. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Three women who last year accused Donald Trump of making unwanted sexual advances renewed their allegations Monday, saying it was time Congress investigate claims against the president. Rachel Crooks, who accused Trump of forcibly kissing her 12 years ago when she worked at his Trump Tower business headquarters in New York, said lawmakers should put aside their party affiliations and investigate Mr. Trump's history of sexual misconduct. The women's renewed claims against Trump come as powerful men from the worlds of filmmaking, politics, the media, and business have been forced to resign in the last 2 months after women made accusations that they had made unwanted sexual advances. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.